My beloved hearts, how could I not respond to such devotion to the heart of Kuan Yin, the goddess of mercy? How could I not respond to the devotion of those who honor the mother flame in the West in Mother Mary, that is, one with the mother flame in the East? Thus, is there really a difference between Mother Mary and Kuan Yin, or are we two expressions of that same mother flame? Yes, there is a difference, and yet there is also oneness. And this is truly the miracle of God's creation, that there can be differences in oneness and oneness in differences. And this is the challenge for those who are the true spiritual people on earth, to solve this enigma, to look beyond the outer differences, to see the deeper spiritual oneness, and then to honor each other's differences without allowing the ego to play its perpetual game of feeling threatened by differences, so that it goes into a flight or fight response, thinking that it needs to attack anything that is different, because if it is different, it must be a threat. Ah, this is truly the essential cause of all conflict on earth. And one of the best antidotes is indeed the flame of mercy that I am. And thus I come to add my momentum of the mercy's flame to the momentum of Saint Germain for the multiplication of all of Mother Mary's rosaries, including the East-West Rosary that is dear to my heart because it arcs from the East to the West. And thus I announce to you that as all life moves on and as the ascended masters move higher, I have indeed vowed to take on the role of being the main Chohan for the seventh ray, so that Saint Germain can be set free to pursue bringing forth the golden age. Saint Germain will still be very closely associated with the seventh ray, but I will take on many of the daily responsibilities that his mind can focus on other endeavors. For truly, Saint Germain, as the wonder man of Europe, is now the wonder man of the world and has so many talents and so many activities. But yet, even a cosmic being can have a need to focus on specific activities. And thus, I have vowed to help, given that my momentum of mercy is just a hair's breadth away from the momentum of freedom. For what is mercy but the setting free of those for whom you feel mercy, setting them free from the heavy burden of judgment imposed upon so many people on earth by the ego and by the prince of this world, who seeks to condemn anyone who dares to stand up against the powers that be and manifest any degree of Christhood. Thus, my beloved, I come mainly to give you thanks for having embraced the rosaries of Mother Mary. For truly I must tell you that if this planet is to make the transition to the golden age, there is a need for those in the West to raise up a spiritual fire that can match the advanced adepts in the Himalayas who are holding the balance in the East, but cannot and are not allowed to hold it for the entire planet if no one in the West responds. And thus I ask you to once in a while, possibly if you can once a week, to give the East-West Rosary along with whatever rosary is the current one upon Mother Mary's request. If you have time for only one, then give the one that Mother Mary has requested. But if you have time for more than one day a week, then remember my East-West Rosary, and you will invoke my presence with you. Thus I come to extend mercy to all. And truly, mercy is freedom, and thus I shall return to the East and hand you over to your beloved Saint Germain.